Now, we were reporting for you and talking about the latest Mental Health Commission report in relation to the situation with regards to CAMHS services, child and adolescent mental health services across the country. They set out, I suppose, the difficulties and the problems at each individual CAMHS service across the country. And of course, we all know about the problems that have been in Cork and Kerry, and in particularly in Kerry CAMHS. Well, following on from that, we spoke to one parent. We'll call her Mary, not her real name, and we've changed her voice to protect her identity, the identity of her child. But she has been through the mill with North Kerry CAMHS as a service, as her child was overprescribed, and it has had a debilitating effect on his physical health. Still seeking help and support, she says she received, and the family received, an apology from the HSE in February and was promised medical support that she says they still haven't gotten. They've had to do it all their own way and wants answers on the compensation scheme. I spoke to her and first asked her to tell me what kind of a journey they've been on with CAMHS.
Well, as you know, Jerry, this is my second time on Kerry Radio now this year since we were called in on our son's audit. So my son's history would be, yes, when he was between about 7 and a half, he was referred to North Kerry CAMHS. And he was allocated a consultant, and it was the main reason he was referred to CAMHS was for behavioural issues. And he has a diagnosis of autism since he was 3 and a half. So from the first visit in North Kerry CAMHS, it was all about medication, which I was firmly against. My husband was firm on that as well. We weren't for it. We wanted a behavioural programme put in place. From day one, that wasn't. No, they just wanted to start him on a minuscule amount of certain medication, which they said may help with his behaviour and could bring down his anxiety. So we started on that, and unfortunately it didn't work for our son, and the consultant kept increasing the medication, said this will help him, this will relax him, this will take the edge off him, and started offering other types of medication for him also. We were very concerned because we saw it wasn't helping him. It got to the point where our son could not even go into North Kerry CAMHS. The consultant had to come to our house for each visit. It became home visits. That continued up until, obviously, with COVID, then there was a lapse because of, obviously, it was beyond everyone's control of home visits. And then the home visits started again when it was safe to do so for everyone involved. At that point, we were in a way where we were phoning them constantly saying, our son, this is not right. He's losing bladder control. He is not. He is getting more hyper. He's getting facial twitches. There's something seriously wrong here. So then of August of last year, 2022, we got a call from the consultant involved with our son that she was not going to be seeing him anymore. His last home visit was cancelled 2 days prior to when he was to be seen at home again, August 2022. We were given no further information, and after that then we received a letter saying that our son was one of the children in North Kerry CAMHS where his file was being audited by the HSE as they saw some discrepancies that they weren't happy with.
As part of the North Kerry CAMHS review?
Yes, exactly, by the HSE.
Talk to me about the damage that's been done by the medication.
Okay. Basically, our son has no life since the side effects of the medication he was on. His life from the minute he gets up in the morning to the minute he goes to bed at night is stomach, agonising stomach pains. He spent all of this summer in hospital scans, doctors on the floor in his belly while other children were out playing. My son spent the whole summer. It was horrific this summer, to be honest. He has kidney damage where he can't control his bladder. He never had that issue before. He has stomach pains. He has impacted constipation from the scans. Everything's just blocked up from his ribcage down to his bowels. He has a facial twitch. It cannot stop. He's just in constant agony. Certain things he does help him, physical movements, things like that, but just the main reason I want to let everyone in this country know, we have had no support from the HSE. Even down to today, I have had to do everything for my son, from a doctor, a nurse and a mother, and I'm learning and trying to help him day by day, and it's just harder it's getting, and we're praying he'll start healing. We don't know if it's going to be long term. No one knows will the protein in his urine, will it reduce, will the kidneys be able to repair themselves? Nobody knows. Will it be worse? Will we see another side effect tomorrow? It is just living on edge for us and for him, morning, noon and night.
He's off the medication now.
I've weaned him off everything he was on.
Okay. You were apologised to in February, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we were called in February of this year by the HSE. Oh, but just another horrific glitch to this was the results of the audit were sent by the HSE to the wrong house. to the wrong house. We had a man we don't know that lives 2 miles away from us coming to our door almost in tears, apologising to us because obviously they opened it. And I've seen my husband, a grown man, cry when he closed the front door. I didn't know for about 10 seconds until he just handed me the letter, and I said, you have to be kidding me. So before our apology in February, we received another apology from the HSE for breach of privacy. So now our whole parish is aware. As we don't know, he was very apologetic, very nice man, but we are in the position, so we have our son's private information, huge, I don't even know what the words are that we're dealing with outside of our poor little boy. We had that apology in writing before that, before we were called in for the apology of the results of his audit. So yes, we were called in jury in February with Keith Rolls, the solicitor for the majority of the children in South End or Kerry Cams. They were very sympathetic on the day. There was anger on our side. We asked a lot of questions. They went through the side effects. They went through that. We basically asked, so what are you telling us? And they basically said, yes, your son's case is quite concerning one. He was on triple the daily dosage he should have been on for his age. His weight was never taken. He was underweight for his height. He was basically bought in, bought out. Increased. Anytime we raised issues, increased. They couldn't tell us how it was going to be long term. They just apologised. They were not aware that he hadn't been seen since last August by North Kerry Cams.
Yeah.
To February, this was a serious problem in the interview. We were also assured by the member of the HSC who was there on the day giving the apology that our son was an urgent case because he should not be on. He was still on it in their eyes. He was still on it. Only I had, because of my concerns, was so worried at that point, I had started to reduce it anyway because I was so concerned with what I was seeing in my son. I was reassured within 48 hours he would be seen by a consultant because this was quite serious, because every day he was being damaged more and more.
Mm. What happened then? And you were added to a scheme for support, but then taken off.
I can't speak for other children. I can only speak for my own child. Yes, because of his medical needs, and they were so serious by the results of the audit, we were told he would be added to scheme to get medical supports and financial supports for all these issues he was going to foresee outside as a result of the audit. As for the minute we left that interview, the door was closed on us by the HSC. There was no follow-up. Our son was not put on any urgent list, and North Kerry Cams confirmed this when I eventually got to see a consultant on the 11th of June of this year, and that was in February. They confirmed in North Kerry Cams there was 15 children put on the list. My son was not one of them.
Mm. So you were told he'd be on the list, and he's not on the list.
He was never on the urgent list.
So you've got no support for medical supports or money or anything like that?
Nothing. My son isn't even qualified for medical card since his diagnosis of 3.5 years of age with autism. Everything we've done, which we would have done anyhow for our son and any parent listening would have done, we immediately started getting our own scans done, getting everything, because we were terrified. We had no clue. We had no clue what was down the road after what they sat there and told us would be and what had happened to our son. Like I said, I kept following up with that HSC member that promised me up to 2 weeks after that. The lady I was dealing with has since resigned from her post, but she had confirmed 2 weeks later, we do not have a consultant to help your child. Yeah. I then kept fighting. I got someone that was dealing with the schools that would have been under CAMS as well, the children with special needs schools, that would give me an audio, would speak to me online once every 2 weeks to see how he was doing. But it was no good for our son. I was just told, you're doing the right thing, keep weaning him off. And we've now a consultant with the past two since June fighting to get, because I needed to get onto somebody that could see where do we go. Obviously medication would never be an option for my son, but we needed some medical support for something to guide us in the right direction. And he did conclude that your son should never have been medicated. That was what our last consultant is currently seeing him. Once a month I get a call from that consultant, but we've good conversations, and he's now working on getting behavioural support from my son, but understands at the moment with the physical pain he's in, there is no point.
The physical side of it has to be dealt with first.
He's lying on the floor 4 to 5 times a day with screaming pains if he's not lying in his bed. You know, he's just, life has, curtains have to be closed, life has to stay calm. He is just struggling.
Okay. Where does this sit then in the context of, and you talked about that scheme and not being on it, but there's a compensation scheme for South Kerry Cams at the moment. There's the look back review, which we're meant to be hearing from at some stage, in terms of whether there'll have to be a separate report done or whether or not a separate, or the current compensation scheme will have to be expanded to take in people who have had damage done in North Kerry camp. So where are you?
Yes, the results were meant to be the end of this month, and they've pushed it out now, I think, they said hopefully before the end of this year. My son, when we were called in for the HSC apology, he was obviously under the North Kerry camps. We were told he was part of the scheme, yes, this compensation scheme, initially to get going very fast because of his medical needs, because of the results of the audit. On the 14th of August, then they sent out letters, not to us directly, but to the key roles of the solicitor dealing with all the children, stating that certain children didn't now qualify for this scheme, and our son is one of them.
And you're wondering why?
And the whole country, yes, is just wondering why. No one understands. No, and it's a situation where, so it's basically, Jerry, one child qualifies, one child doesn't. If you're south, you qualify. If you, as it stands today, if you're south, you qualify. If you're north, you don't qualify. Yet,
similar problems have been identified in treatment issued in both areas.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like, my last interview I gave in Radio Kerry, unfortunately, a few months ago, I had to speak about the Minister for Mental Health, who made a statement that we were very lucky that the Mulver medication was just contained to South Kerry camps. And it was in the paper, and that's, I think, Keith Rose gave an interview also on Radio Kerry. I gave an interview. It was the most disrespectful, insulting statement to make when I was at home at night with my son on the floor. And after we'd been called in February, and she was aware of this, regardless if it's published or not, she should have said nothing then out of respect for our children. And any mother or father out there will understand me when I say this to them. But no, made a statement and then refused to retract the statement. And now we have been caused insult to injury by getting these letters stating certain children do not qualify, basically because of location. That's what's boiling down to, Jerry, at the moment, and they will not give a reason why to anyone.
Is that the key point you want answered finally?
Absolutely. I really want to know today, and they don't need to worry, I would fight for my son. This is only beginning for us, because we have no intention of sitting down and being told one thing and then decide closing the door first on an urgent case that they were aware of. That was appalling, but now we want to know why they've decided X will get it but Y won't, even though my son's outcome, unfortunately, has been horrific. They've accepted it's severe, it's bad. And he was on triple, like you say, that I've advised triple the daily dosage he should have on for his medication, but now stating, retracting and advising August of this year, no, he's not qualifying for now. We all want to know why. Anyone listening to this would be in the same page. Why do certain children qualify and certain children are now not qualifying? And they're all under the same scheme.
There you go, that's Mary talking to us about her son's situation, the impact on his life and the interaction that she's had with the HSE, receiving an apology in February, and over-medicated, shouldn't probably have been medicated in the first place, and told that she would get support, and feeling that she's not getting the support that she was promised and not part of any compensation scheme, and wondering why some people were on a list and other people weren't on a list. Now, we put all these questions to the Department of Health, and we put them to Cork Kerry Community Healthcare of the HSE in response to what Mary was saying. She said the following, the compensation scheme you referenced was established and approved by the government for individuals identified in the 2022 Maskey report as having suffered from harm while in the care of Kerry CAMHS, i.e. for those people where the look-back review led by Dr. Sean Maskey found that harm had been caused to a young person. Where the Maskey report found that harm had been caused to a young person, the HSE apologised sincerely to that young person involved and their family, acknowledging the distress that had been caused. We maintain regular direct contact with families and people impacted by the Maskey review report so we can continue to offer support to them. Separately, a look back review is underway into the care at North Kerry CAMHS. If the review team carrying out that review finds that any young person needs further support, then we'll make sure that it's offered and provided as quickly as possible. We cannot preempt the finding of this review, i.e. we cannot say if this expert review will make any determination of harm. Any decision about a further compensation arrangement or scheme would be a matter for government, and therefore I suppose a matter for the Department of Health. That's what the HSE have said in relation to it. I would say in response to that, the speed is of the essence here. We're hearing now, according to what Mary said to us, what they're hearing is that the look back review into North Kerry CAMHS meant to be the end of this month, now might be December. So what do people who are clearly affected, who've already been apologised to by the HSE for the mistreatment they received, what do they do in the meantime? Why? One question is, why isn't full medical support provided for them in a timely fashion in advance of the findings of the report. Like, you could leave maybe the compensation to later on, yes, but medical support, I would have thought, would have been first and foremost, or appropriate medical support. As you can hear, Mary, from her point of view, her family's point of view, doesn't feel that she's been getting that. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the show.